You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Maboja. Let's walk the talk.
It is 12 minutes to 2 o'clock, and I hope you come and engage with us. We are talking right now with economist Davi Root about the prediction of the big rate interest hike. But more importantly, because that announcement is going to be happening at around 3 p.m. But what we want to find out from Davi Root is why interest rate hikes are actually better than high inflation. And yes, if you're a little bit confused, don't worry. I'm going to get Davi to explain in detail. Tell to us 011-883-0702 or the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702 if you've got any comments or questions. Davi, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, of course. Good afternoon to you.
So Davi, let's do the interest rate discussion for dummies and the inflation discussion for dummies before we talk about why one is better than the other. And then maybe you can touch on what the current interest rate is sitting at right now and what we hope the announcement will be.
All right. Perhaps a good place to start is to try to get some sort of definition for what is inflation. I think everybody will agree if I say that inflation is when things are getting more expensive.
Yes.
That's one definition. So we all know this. Things are getting more expensive. And there's a way of measuring that. We can see, for example, if we look at the basket of things and you compare it to a year ago, then we see that prices went up by X percent. And we call that the inflation rate. And Statistics South Africa, they announce the inflation rate every year, or rather every month. And in South Africa, many people say, listen, but my inflation rate is much higher than what the official inflation rate is. And that could be the case because we all have different consumption patterns and therefore the inflation rate for all of us is different.
Mm.
Another definition for inflation is simply a case where money loses its value. It says more or less the same thing, but I prefer the second definition. Money is becoming, loses its value.
So it's as simple as saying 5 rand today does not carry the same value as 5 rand exactly. 20 years ago.
Exactly. And if you do that kind of comparison, over the past 60 years, the South African currency, the rand, is 60 years old this year, I think, or last year. And over that period of time, the South African currency, the rand, has lost nearly 99% of its value. 99% of its value.
Wow.
So, and people there are some people benefiting from inflation, by the way. The state is one of the institutions that benefit from that because the state owes a lot of money. So if you owe money, money loses its value, but debt also loses its value.
Mm.
So people with debt like inflation, like politicians, because the state owes a lot of money.
Mm.
People with savings, they don't like inflation because inflation also erodes your savings.
Mm.
But there are many, and we all know these sort of things. But there's one very, very bad thing about inflation that people are generally not aware of. And that is inflation distorts all sort of things. It distorts prices. One of the most amazing economic discoveries of all time was the discovery of money, because
mm-hmm.
money makes life so much easier. It's so much easier to trade with money, and you can save with money and that sort of stuff. But there's something else you can do with money. You can compare prices to each other. You can say, like, for example, I pay 100 rand for this thing and 10 rand for that thing. That means the one thing is worth 10 times more than the other thing.
Mm.
But money, and that's important in a functioning economy because we can compare prices over time and we can compare prices to each other, allowing us to allocate resources optimally or better in the economy. But in an inflationary environment, it's much more difficult to compare prices because it keeps on changing because money keeps on losing its value.
Mm.
Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with prices going up and down, provided that tells us what the underlying supply and demand forces of that is changing. That is good. Prices must go up and down because it reflects underlying forces in the economy. But the moment all prices just keeps on going up, we can't see those signs of the economy, and that always leads, apart from the things that I've mentioned already, but a distortion of prices always leads to weak economic growth. So that is the bad thing about inflation. We can't see price signals. Price signals are so important in a properly functioning economy. And that's why I say we have to stop this process of inflation. It's not an event inflation. Like, for example, an increase in petrol price is not inflation. It's only an inflation if it becomes a process, if there's a knock-on effect. If the one price increase leads to the other one, leads to the other one, and the Reserve Bank wants to stop that process by making money more expensive, by increasing interest rates, and when they increase interest rates, fewer people are borrowing money, and if fewer people are borrowing money because it becomes too expensive, less money is being spent, and this process is stopped.
Ooh, Dovi. Your network just cut a little bit. Can you just move around? But while you are doing that, can you just take a step back to what you were saying? Because I wanted to just get clarity on what you were saying about the petrol. If the petrol price goes up, it is not inflation. Can you just repeat why that is the case?
Okay. Let me repeat that. Are you still there?
Yes. We just lost you for a second.
I'm just moving around.
Perfect.
All right. So remember, inflation is not an event. Inflation is a process.
Mm.
Inflation is a process where, say, for example, the petrol price goes up. I don't want to take the pain of higher petrol prices on my bottom line. So I increase the prices of the things that I sell. And I try to pass this price increase on to you, for example.
Yes.
You do not want to take the pain on your bottom line, and then you try to pass this price increase on to somebody else.
Yes.
And that becomes a process now. And the Reserve Bank wants to stop this process of inflation, and they stop the process of inflation by making money more expensive, making it difficult for this process for taking hold in the economy. And that's important to understand, that an increase in the petrol price or a fall in the petrol price or of anything else is not inflation. It is only inflation if it becomes a process, and the oxygen that inflation needs to propagate itself through the economy, that oxygen is called money.
Mm.
And the Reserve Bank, by increasing interest rates, they sort of starve inflation of its oxygen, making it more difficult for this process of taking hold. And that's why high interest rates is bad, it's painful, it's not good for economic growth, but it's much better to have high interest rates in the short term to prevent inflation from taking hold. I want low interest rates. The Reserve Bank wants very low interest rates, but it's much better to increase interest rates to get inflation down first before we can lower inflation, rather interest rates to much lower levels.
So at this stage, what are you anticipating will be announced today?
Yes. The repo rate currently, that is the rate at which the Reserve Bank lends money to banks. The repo rate currently at 4.25%. I think that the Reserve Bank is going to increase interest rates by 50 basis points or 0.5% this afternoon, bringing the repo rate up to 4.75%. And that's probably not going to be the last increase. We're probably going to see a number of increases going forward. And the reason why they do that is because, of course, like I've said, they want to starve inflation of its of this process, make sure it doesn't become too much of a process in the economy. But there's a second reason why the Reserve Bank does this, is because they want to address inflation expectations. We think inflation is going to become a problem, and because we think inflation is going to become a problem, we demand high wage increases, for example. And to change inflation expectations, the Reserve Bank also is likely to increase interest rates. So my money is on 50 basis points increase this afternoon, which means your overdraft will become 50 basis points more expensive or 0.5% more expensive and things like that.
Which is a very tough time for many people at the moment, Dovi.
Without a doubt. But I can promise you high inflation is going to cause much more damage to the economy over time.
Yes.
And that's why we have to support the Reserve Bank. And that's why the Reserve Bank is independent, because we do not want politicians to take these sort of decisions, because politicians always think about the next election. The Reserve Bank is independent because their job is to make sure that inflation is maintained within a certain band, and one of the things that they need to do is to increase interest rates, and that is quite unpopular, and that's the reason why the Reserve Bank is independent as far as interest rates are concerned.
Now, Davi, my understanding is that your prediction by the end of 2022 is 6%. And on the panel that was asked for business tech, yourself and Johan could see us sitting at 6%, with others between 5.6 and 5.8. And the lowest prediction is sitting at 4.4. Why do you think by the end of the year it will be 6%?
Because if you analyze the most recent inflation data, you will see certain components of that basket of goods are getting quite expensive. Things like, for example, energy prices. And by the way, the petrol price is going to increase by a huge margin next month again. And so we know this, for example. I'm also very concerned about food prices. Food prices are going through the roof for political reasons, amongst others. Like India recently announced that they're going to stop exporting grain, and that's the third biggest exporter in the world. We know about Ukraine and Russia and all that. So food prices are going to go up, and the poor are going to be people that will be affected by this quite a lot. And the poor usually are people that cannot defend themselves against high inflation. Rich people can do that. They can, for example, put their money somewhere where it's safe, like, for example, in gold investments or things like that. Poor people can't do that. So it's for the benefit, especially of the poor, that we have to make sure that inflation doesn't become a problem. And because of these factors, high energy prices and food prices, I'm afraid we're probably going to see much higher levels of inflation going forward. And that means that the Reserve Bank will be required to increase interest rates even more than what many other economists expect at the moment.
So those that do have, you know, certain times or certain kinds of long and short term debt, what do you advise that they need to maybe change in terms of their thinking when it comes to planning their finances?
But the most important thing is, and I'm just amazed when I talk to people, and that people do not know how much money they have in the bank or how much money they owe the bank. They just don't know what they owe to the pharmacy or this or that and the other. The most single most important thing that you can do about personal finances, find out what is going on. Put it on paper and get a budget, get a plan. But find out, know what is going on. People quite often don't even know what's going on in their finances. Once you've got that, put it on a list, make a list of all the expenses and your revenue sources, and put it in the most important expense item on top and the least important one at the bottom, and start cutting from the bottom until this thing balances. And make sure you put some money away for a rainy day as well. But don't blame the Reserve Bank. Let's support the Reserve Bank, because this thing called inflation is a financial equivalent of a civil war. It's a bad, bad thing.
Thank you so much, Davi Roach. And of course, we'll be looking out for that announcement and seeing you for your prediction of interest rate hike going up by 50 basis point or 0.5%, taking it up to 4.75% is accurate. Have you made any bets with that guess there, Davi?
No, I haven't made bets, because I've learned my lesson. I've been an economist for far too long. I've been wrong too many times.
keep your money, Davi. Thank you so much, Davi Root, economist that is speaking to us about why interest rates are better, interest rate hikes are better than high inflation.